the Grand Canyon Project.
And flinging cards. Leaning back in wooden chairs, smoking them cigars.
There's a little sample for you of Megan Gibson's music, country, rock, folksy background music that accompanies the story of the Grand Canyon stories, The Canyon Keeps by Debbie Probst Gibson, sorry about that. So I just wanted to talk a little bit, Debbie. This is just really interesting history. And I have to tell you, I've had a hard time putting the book down. I just didn't have time to get through it, but I will because it does draw you in. It's just interesting to think about being at the canyon. Tell us a little bit about Debbie's idea of having people view the canyon.
Well, he was quirky. And
it seems to come with Arizona Territory. I don't know.
You have to be. I think it takes a certain kind of personality to feel they can go out there and do it. Well, he decided he wanted to bring a group of artists to the canyon. Well, his idea was to have them have their eyes closed and then suddenly bring them to the rim of the canyon and then open their eyes and just see the response. Another thing that he would do is he had a stagecoach, and his camp is right on the rim. They would come galloping up to the edge of the canyon, the stagecoach, as fast as they could because he wanted it just to be like a sudden thing. He called it like it would leap upon them like a panther or hit them like forked lightning. He just wanted it to be a shock, and there's stories of people crawling to the edge, you know, crying their eyes out, terrified, because there was no come from in those days of the canyon.
That takes my breath away thinking about galloping up to the edge, doesn't it?
To the very edge.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah. And what was the story about? So your husband was actually born.
Yes,
at
my
the
husband
Grand Canyon.
Was born and raised at the Grand Canyon, and I tell you, I believe in genetics because my husband was a bad seed. And he did a variety of things, but one of the things he did is he and his friends threw a dummy over the side of the canyon, then just kind of forgot about it. Well, a tourist spotted it. They're thinking a body is over the side of the canyon. My husband's father, who was on the coroner's jury, they had to rappel down the side of the canyon. When they discovered it was just a stuffed dummy. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they were furious. They called a town meeting, and they're going, "We know who you are." And my husband said, "We all just remained silent." But the things that they did as kids there, they were bad.
And so after, how long did he do those tourists?
I'm sorry?
Did he do the tourism thing his whole life? Did
he just... You know what? He was there for many years. His daughter, Edith, married a Bert Luzon. Bert Luzon is probably most well known for. He was a roustabout that came there, worked at the mines. But Bert Luzon would make that historic trip down the Colorado River with the Cole brothers, mm-hmm. who took the first moving pictures going down the Colorado. And
there's Kolb Studio actually mm-hmm. has a photo. He's in one of the photos in Kolb Studio at Grand Canyon. So that was neat for us.
So it was just kind of an amazing family story where, like, they all walked through history and pretty much just unaware of the impression that they were leaving there.
It was
impact. Just kind of amazing.
That was significant.
What amazes me is in visiting with people in Arizona. I ask them, how long you been here? Oh, we got here in 72. We got here in 88. We got here, 8 years ago. Have you been to the Grand Canyon? No, haven't made it yet.
Not gotten that way yet.
Wow. I shake my head. I grab them by the shoulders and I say, you've got to go next weekend. Mm-hmm. You've got to go see the canyon.
Well, you know, some people are amazed at it, but other people, I found that some of the quotes, like one guy said, it's the ditch of all ditches. You know, it's a hole of ground. This is it. You know, one guy said, well, I haven't ever had so much fun since I've had the measles. You know, all these odd little quotes. Some people are over the top in their superlatives. Other people, it's just, it's a hole in the ground.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess kind of in Chevy Chase Vacation, where they're standing there looking at it and go,
And then off they go. Yes. Okay, done. Next.
It has a reverse effect on us. It draws me in. Well, if people want to read your book and find out more about you, I think probably the website's the easiest way for them to find you.
Yeah, they can visit GrandCanyonProject.com, and that really gives an overall an introduction to all of our ancestors and what they did, what their roles were at the Grand Canyon. And it will give a significant ideas about our bios and the products that we actually have, my album, 100 Years Away, her book, and the children's book we co-wrote that focuses on my rescue dog, and all of our products and the full story of the Grand Canyon.
So when are you going to finish that?
This week.
Okay.
Because you want it.
Because I want it.
Yeah. and you have to, while you're reading, you have to listen to 100 Years Away.
Okay. Like,
it really sets the mood and the tone.
Okay. And I have a pretty extensive library. And whenever I know the author, I always ask the author to personalize the book. Are we going to get that book personalized?
You betcha. We got Debbie right here.
All right.
All right.
Fantastic. Thanks a million for joining
Thank
us.
You for
the Grand
having us on.
Canyon Project. Find it and read it.
Well, apparently I wasn't paying very close attention to the parade. Like you said, that's a long day from
start
to finish.
We're going back to the inauguration parade.
Well, I have
parade.
To correct myself because I'm just to save everyone else time who's correcting me. There wasn't one mounted police unit. The one from Merced I had mentioned.
Yeah.
There was 8 different mounted units.
Oh, there you go.
In the parade last night.
Okay.
And there was also a rural tractor brigade.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And West Monroe High School from Louisiana made the trip up. Nothing from Arizona represented.
With the horses
in the
or the tractors or with their pirogues?
The marching band.
The marching band.
It was with their brass.
It looks quite grand, the whole thing. Okay.
You know what they do need? They need to get New Orleans Police Department mounted unit there. Jazz it up a little bit. You were talking about it. They actually teach their horses how to dance.
They do.
You can go on YouTube and find it. You know, mounted horse dancing and
Jackson Square.
And then at the end of Mardi Gras every year, they line all the mounted police up and they clear Bourbon Street at 2 a.m. to clear out the crowd. It's quite impressive. They need to jazz it up a little bit. Next hour, Jeff Harper's waiting outside the studio. He's going to come in and answer your landscape and garden questions. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Get on the line now.